Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how you doing on this Wednesday?
Doing great. Halfway through the week. Love the old Wednesday. But, you know, our Did You Know Show today is kind of interesting.
Yes, we got some good ones.
For sure. So I'm going to go ahead and get us going right here. So did you know that apes go through midlife crisis?
No.
Yeah. So apes actually do.
They say that, you know, they're our closest relatives in the animal kingdom. So, I guess it would be them.
Yeah, that's why they did the study, actually, is because of how similar they are to us. So, you know, obviously, the great ape family, we got physical similarities and all that stuff, but the scientists wanted to know if they also had psychological similarities with us. And so, in 2012, they actually did a study. It was published by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. They reported that chimpanzees and orangutans experienced a midlife crisis similar to that of humans. So the study analyzed the behavior of 508 chimps and orangutans that were captive in zoos in five different countries. So, I mean, the only similarity really is the zoos. They went all the way out to all the different countries as well. Apparently, they found that these animals' well-being hits the lowest that it really gets around their mid-20s or early 30s, which would be equivalent to the middle age of chimps and orangutans. Yeah. So, of course, the scientists couldn't directly ask these animals, you know, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
But to try and figure that out, they actually relied on the zookeepers and their questionnaires. So they gave them questionnaires to assess the animal's overall mood, level of joy in social situations, and how successful they were in achieving particular goals. Although the data set is subjective, its sheer size highlights an overall trend that remarkably human. So since all those different questions and everything, it actually, all those chimps and orangutans did experience a dip in happiness and their well-being around that midlife point. So they were less accomplishing less of their goals as they were trying to teach them stuff. They were less, I mean, I guess more moody in that point. So they just decided that, hey, yes, they do completely believe that not only do humans go through midlife crises, but also our primate brethren are also going through
life crises.
So that kind of
validates it a little bit more. It's like, well, you can't just blame us for doing it. It's just a part of
the
animal kingdom.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not just humans. It's not just me. It's not just anybody. It's just nature in general.
It's the intellectual species.
Right.
We'll just probably say.
That is a good one, though. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I would never have guessed it.
Makes me wonder if all the other really, really smart
animals
out there go through and we've just never studied it.
We need to get some more tests going on some other animals. Okay, I'm going to talk about the world's biggest mall today.
Okay.
So the title of world's biggest mall was held by the Dubai Mall in the United Arab Emirates for around a decade. And that's probably where I would have guessed.
That's probably,
a lot of big
things
there.
Yeah.
But did you know that now the new world's biggest mall is in Tehran, Iran?
I almost figured that it was over there in the Middle East somewhere.
Yeah, but Iran, I would have never guessed. And that they opened up in 2018.
Okay, not that long
and
ago.
And when it opened, its now completed project is close to 21 million square feet. So the mall boasts a rooftop sports complex with a path for hiking and jogging, a musical fountain, a mosque, a traditional bazaar, a giant library, and picturesque gardens, including green spaces and areas designed to showcase Persian architecture.
Wow.
And so that is the world's biggest mall. It's in Iran, and it's 21 million square feet.
21 million. That's a big old mall.
Yes, that's massive.
All right. Well, that's insane.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever visit that one, but that's pretty cool to think about.
I'm not a big shopper myself. I don't know if I could actually spend all that time in that big of a mall.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I feel like malls, they're kind of in decline overall.
Yeah, I would probably say so.
But it's still pretty cool to think about. You know, I've got some fun memories of going to shopping malls and, you know, all the different stores and fun things that you can do there. So pretty neat to talk about, and the apes really interesting, really cool to find out about the apes and their life swings and midlife crisis. You know, everybody goes through some up and down times, but who would have thought that you can study apes and they're predicted to do that right at the same age as us.
Same about the time we do.
So that is our Did You Know show on this Wednesday. Come on back tomorrow for another episode.